The Palestinian election received praise from President Bush yesterday. He called it an essential step to statehood. Foreign affairs are likely to play a big role in the president's second term, as they do with many re-elected presidents. If he is going to get anything done at home, as he certainly wants to do, the president will have to work with the new Congress. And the start of Congress suggested trouble ahead, according to NPR's Cokie Roberts. She joins us for analysis every Monday. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
So, routine first week of Congress, a few swearing-ins and, counting the electoral votes. Ordinary business, right?
Well, normally, but we had challenges. The Democrats, as you know, challenged the vote count of the Electoral College. And during the swearing-in, there was a big battle over ethics rules. And I think it is a sign of the times. The Democrats are trying to figure out what direction to take after their defeat in the last election. But I think they feel pretty strongly that their direction to take inside the Congress is one of the opposition. They've looked at the post-election polls, seen that the president, at least pre-inauguration, has no bounce out of them, that there is no honeymoon at all, and that they feel like they can fight and fight without any political damage to them. What's really interesting in some ways, though, Steve, is what's going on the Republican side. The activities last week in the election of a new Appropriations Committee chairman, the ousting of the Veterans Committee chairman, show a consolidation of power in the Republican leadership, the Speaker and the Majority Leader, really the likes of which we haven't seen for decades in the House.
Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, Tom DeLay, the Majority Leader. How did they become so powerful?
Well, let me just tell you about these committee chairmen and what that might mean.
Oh, okay.
They ousted New Jersey's Chris Smith as the head of the Veterans Affairs Committee. He is a solid social conservative, but he had bucked the leadership on spending for veterans, which, of course, is what the Veterans Affairs Committee does. The Republicans have been pretty freewheeling on spending. I mean, you see those deficits. And the Appropriations Committee has always been an independent power in the Congress and a very powerful base for the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. The new chairman, who was elected last week, Jerry Lewis of California, has been very much in that independent mold. But it's been he had a rough race for chairman. There was a three-way race. He had to promise to raise millions of dollars for Republican congressional candidates. And there's a very strong sense in Congress that he's going to have to pay a lot more attention to the wishes of the leadership than Appropriations Committee chairmen normally do. So, again, more of a consolidation of leadership in Dennis Hastert and Tom DeLay's power.
And what does that consolidation mean for them, and how did they get there?
Well, it's very interesting because, of course, Dennis Hastert was an accidental speaker. You know, as you recall, Newt Gingrich had to resign, and then Bob Livingston was supposed to become speaker, and then he resigned before the Congress before he was able to ascend to speakership over some scandals. And I talked to Dennis Hastert soon after he became speaker, and he said, you know, most people prepare for this job for 20 years, and I got it overnight, so it's taking some adjusting. But he's had a few things going for him. There are term limits for chairman of committees in the House now, and instituted by Newt Gingrich. There's been a Republican president for 4 years. They know that the House is the firewall for conservative ideas, that the Senate will compromise. And so he has been able to run a very tight ship. Also, he doesn't abandon his troops. He talks about legislating with a majority of a majority. And they think the Republicans think they can count on him to back them, count on the Speaker. He has to be careful here, though, Steve. I mean, history shows us that the last really powerful Republican Speaker, Joe Cannon, was ousted by his own troops because he did get too much in their face and take too much leadership into his own hands. So even a powerful speaker has to watch out for the troops in the House of Representatives.
Thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts, who joins us each week to talk about politics and other issues.